For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. The St. Joseph City Health Department has confirmed that a man who worked at a Triumph Foods there has died of COVID-19. KBIA's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports.
The health department confirms the man in his 40s tested positive on April 22nd and had underlying health conditions. The state has tested more than 2,000 workers over the past week, with more than 400 testing positive. Triumph initially told workers who tested positive they could return to work as early as Monday of this week if they hadn't shown symptoms, but later pushed that back to Thursday. A petition for the plant to close for a week for deep cleaning has received more than 900 votes as of Wednesday night. The company has not responded to multiple requests for comment. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, KBIA News, Columbia.
A judge has dismissed a lawsuit against Smithfield Foods in Missouri over employee safety. U.S. District Judge Greg Kays ruled that oversight of the meatpacking facility's measures to slow the spread of the coronavirus falls to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, not the courts. The issue of worker safety has loomed large as President Donald Trump ordered plants to stay open amid the crisis. Some big grocers this week began limiting meat sales. Purdue said consumers should soon see the meat supply, quote, fully back up. The U.S. Senate is returning from recess, which means it's time for new coronavirus relief proposals to hit the floor. Representatives from different interest groups around Missouri came together for a press call yesterday to discuss priorities for the next federal relief package. Vicki Dudley is the executive director of Children's Center of Southwest Missouri. She said this crisis has already put a dent in the organization's financing and warned that it could be hit harder if they don't get federal aid.
About a fourth of our annual revenue comes from a state budget allocation. And obviously, if the state's general revenue declines, we're at risk of losing that funding source. A fourth of our revenue comes from fundraising events, and we've already had to cancel or postpone three of those events for the year.
The groups hope to secure funding for their organizations as more and more Missourians are turning toward financial aid and other forms of assistance during this crisis. Missouri State Senator Caleb Rowden and State Representative Kip Kendrick discussed funding from the CARES Act on KBIA's daily call-in show yesterday. The plan is to get the money to individual counties, who can then use it as they see fit. Any remaining money will be used on expenses such as increased testing availability, contact tracing, and food bank donations. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.